looks like a battle for the leadership of the SLP is about to kick off. The Foyil MLA, Colm Eastwood, is expected to confirm this morning that he is to stand for the position. He's been nominated by 9 party branches. The election for leader is due to take place at the party conference in November. Sources say Mr. Eastwood was spending the weekend deciding what to do, but supporters expect him to run for the leadership. Dolores Kelly is the deputy leader of the SDLP. She's also facing a potential battle for that position from Fergal McKinney, no less. Good morning to you, Dolores.
Good morning, Stephen.
Game on, then. Your party's at war.
I don't think it's at war. I think this is an exciting and challenging time, and a time of an opportunity for renewal, where party leaders set out their stall, their vision, their policies, and how they're going to appeal to the electorate. It's not just about speaking to party faithful. It's about how we are going to enter into the Assembly elections next year and what our key messages are going to be.
Is it just me, or are deputy leaders not supposed to be loyal to the leader? And you are backing Colm Eastwood.
Well,
where's your loyalty to Alistair MacDonald?
Well, there's a couple of points, Stephen, I could make in that regard. The deputy leader is to be a critical friend to the leader of the party, to challenge whenever challenge is needed and to support whenever support is needed. I don't think anyone could question my support that I've given to Alistair over the last few years. I have covered quite a bit of ground for him.
So you've supported him, and now at his time of need, you're stabbing him in the front.
Well, I don't think it's a question of that, Stephen. I think it's a question of putting the party first. And this time round, Colm Eastwood has been nominated by branches right across the north, from Derry to Belfast to Tyrone to Lurgan and further afield. And I heard Colm Eastwood speak as a member of the SDLP youth 13 or 14 years ago, very mature, very politically astute, articulate, intelligent, and able to think on his feet.
Why do you think Alistair MacDonald has had his day?
Well, I don't want. I'm not doing down a fellow colleague.
Yes, you are.
Well,
you're part of the gang that's trying to oust him.
I don't think it's part of a gang. I think it's part of the nature of politics that there will be challenges. It keeps us all on our toes. Not only do we have to face the electorate, we also have to face the party membership.
What?
Within the SDLP, it's not a dictatorship. The position of leader and deputy leader is up for election.
What, Dolores, has Alistair MacDonald done wrong that you think he should be kicked out?
Well, it's not a question of kicking out. What I think is that Colm Eastwood has the potential to reach out to those voters who have decided to stay at home, and that next year is the first year, and I think that's something we all should bear in mind and think about, will be the first time voters who were born post the Good Friday Agreement. And we've seen the two big parties who have been in the lead for the last 7 years haven't appealed to that electorate. Voter apathy right across all the parties has been a fact, and people are fed up with that style of politics.
And I think Colm will be able
to offer a message not only to the party faithful and keep it true to party principles and values, but to a new electorate. And I think Colm is the person to do that.
Well, if it's all
from
about...
From Alistair's perspective, it is more difficult to lead the Assembly team from Westminster. And that point has been made to him by people who ought to know. That is Mark Dirk, and I think Margaret has also, she stood down as well when she got elected.
But Dolores, if it's all about new, if it's a new, fresh start for the SDLP, what are you doing hanging on? You should walk the plank too.
Well, and I might be. I also, as you said in your opening remarks, I'm facing a challenge from...
But why don't you walk?
Well, because I have been asked by several people to remain as deputy leader. A lot of people have put their faith in me, and not just, I would have to say, people who are members of the party. I hear that almost daily when I'm out and about, and I think that my experience will be a good counterfoil to Colm as leader in trying to move the party forward.
I'm slightly confused, because you're saying that Alistair should be replaced because the SDLP needs a new, fresh start, needs to attract voters who decided to not vote the last time. And yet, you're of the past, aren't you? You've been in the party a long time. You're associated with Alistair MacDonald. Until today, you were his friend, party colleague and supporter. Now, you're trying to get him ousted from his leadership role. Surely, it should be a fresh start?
Well, Stephen, I think that I have more to offer as deputy leader. I understand the way in which you're trying to take this story, but I think that there is much, and there's a lot of good people within the SCLP, good political representatives who work hard on behalf of the community. And I think I and many of them have a lot more to offer. It's not just about a fresh start. Colm is a member of the Assembly team, and I think it's much easier to lead the party from within the Assembly than it is from Westminster.
And how do you reckon, Dolores, the SCLP would be different under Colm Eastwood? Would he consider taking the party in the opposition, for example?
Well, Colm will be setting out a stall, hopefully later when and if he accepts the nominations. But I do expect him to do that. I do think those are discussions that will be held within the party at its conference in November.
Do you think the party should go into opposition?
Well, last year as deputy leader, Stephen, I spoke about opposition and I have been in favour of. But let's be very clear, it's not an opposition the way that one would traditionally consider it, as in any party in and out of government. We in the SDLP will be fighting to be in government, to be the lead party. However, the Good Friday Agreement did allow for reviews to be held, and an opposition would only ever be, or a government, if you like, of the North, would ever, only ever be whenever both communities were represented at the top table of the executive. It's no longer going to be one majority community over another. But I know that a lot of people are fed up by the sectarian politics. We're not moving forward, even on things like domestic violence or anti-poverty strategies, because the two big parties can't agree to put the needs of their own parties before the people. And I believe that the SDLP is the party that has always and has a track record of putting the people first. And that's what I think Colm will be setting out, and how we're going to do that over the next days and weeks as we go towards November and then into Assembly elections.
What happens if Alistair doesn't lose, if he remains the leader? Is he still talking to you?
Well, you know, Alistair challenged both Mark Durkan and Margaret Ritchie, and they're still good colleagues, they're still good friends. It's the nature of politics, and I'm quite sure that Alistair and I will have the same relationship as he has held with Margaret and Mark, and I have no qualms on that. And
had they not boasted...
Alistair's an experienced politician.
Hold on a minute. The two people you just mentioned, had they not stood down before he ran? Did he challenge a sitting leader? I don't think he did.
Stephen, I think you might be right, but I don't. I think in Charlie there may have been different conversations had.
Have you spoken to Alistair yet? Have you given him the courtesy of at least telling him to his face that you're campaigning against him?
Well, Alistair will know. My branch was one of the branches that nominated Colm on Friday. Yeah. And Alistair is away over the last day or two over to Brighton to the Labour Party conference.
I guess I'm asking the question more about you and respect and manners. Did you pick up the phone and say to your colleague that you were going to campaign against them?
Well, I don't think it's the nature of respect and manners, Stephen. This is how the party is structured and organised. The branches meet, the branches decide if they're going to put forward nominations or motions to conference. Our branch met and we put forward Colm Eastwood as a contender for the position of leader.
So when Dolores
I have been the type of person who's always nailed my colours to the mast, and I believe that if we're putting the party interests first, then we should be out supporting Colm in his endeavours.
So you haven't picked up the phone to Alistair to say, look, thank you, but I'm going to campaign against you. When did you decide to turn against him?
I didn't. It's not about turning against him. We have had a number
You're campaigning,
of
Dolores. We You're campaigning for Alistair to lose the leadership. The leadership that he wants to keep. That's campaigning against him, and that's turning against him.
Well, I think it's more a case of critical friend and putting the party first. And Alistair has...
Very critical friend. You want him kicked out. When did you decide Alistair that he had his day?
Alistair has had a number of conversations internally, and he has decided in his judgment that he's going to seek to continue as party leader. And that decision is entirely his. I respect his decision, as I'm sure he will respect the decision of Colm and others to take a different view.
Do you think Alistair has much support within the party among senior colleagues?
Well, we will see. I mean, I think people...
Yes, but what do you think?
...speak in public and private. Well, that's not for me to speculate on, Stephen. What I'm saying today is that We believe that a challenge can be exciting for a party that can re-energise strategists and thinkers and looking at vision and putting that out to the electorate in a manifesto next year. And I think in that regard, this can't do any harm. It's not as if the party is going to be split afterwards.
Well, here's the harm it could do, Dolores. It could be a civil war within your party. Gets very messy. The Belfast v Derry Brigade. Very, very messy indeed.
Well, I don't accept that. I think that all of our party members treat each other with respect, but knowing that the nature of the game that we're all in, and I don't think that will be the case at all. These people have held friendships over many years, both inside and outside of politics, and I think those good relationships will prevail over any sense of any division in where and the direction that the party ought to go in.
If Alistair wins the leadership race, will you stay on as his deputy?
Well, I have to win first the deputy leadership, so we'll wait and see how that pans out and being challenged by Fergal MacKinnie. And again, I'll have my own campaign to sort out. So,
what do you make of Fergal?
It's going to be a time of a lot of hard work for all of us in amidst all of the other difficulties that we have.
What do you make of Fergal?
Oh, I'm very fond of Fergal. I think he's a very decent, hard-working man.
Would he make a good deputy leader?
I'm quite sure that at some time in the future, Stephen, he'll make a good deputy leader.
Is he ready?
Well, that's a question you should put to Fergal.
Dolores, thank you. Rory O'Kane is with us this morning, former SDLP Director of Communications. Well, I don't know, Rory. Good morning to you, by the way.
Morning, Stephen.
Was I being unfair? She hasn't picked up the phone to Alistair MacDonald. He's trying to keep his leadership role. Dolores, the faithful deputy, is campaigning against him.
Well, I think within the party, Dolores' views will probably be well known where she stands on this issue. But I think where the party needs to move this debate on to is off the personalities. And if Colm Eastwood makes a declaration today, the onus is on him as the challenger to say that I'm offering change, but I'm just not offering a change in personnel. I'm offering a change in approach. I'm offering new ideas and a fresh vision, and I'm a new generation prepared to grip this party and pull it forward. And I think Alistair MacDonald faces two issues. One is, as was mentioned earlier, his position that he thinks that he can lead a nationalist party from Westminster when previous incumbents such as Mark Durkin said that wasn't possible. And Alistair campaigned for his leadership under a mantra of the decline stops now. His past three elections haven't been great, and I think there is a fear within the party that an assembly election will just lead to further losses. And it's up to Colm Eastwood to convince people that he's the man to take this party forward.
Well, how would he convince? What's Colm Eastwood got in terms of policy difference to MacDonald?
Well, that'll be the question Colm will have to answer. He has to show that he's not. He's just not a new face. He's got new ideas. He needs to be able to rebrand the party. He needs to be able to reboot the party. He also has to be able to show that he can reach out to people who have stopped voting for the party and new voters. I mean, this time next year, for the Assembly election, a new generation of voters post-Good Friday Agreement, they have to move the party beyond looking to be patted on the back for the work they did in the 80s and the 90s. The people who weren't even born back then, and outline a new vision. Not only for the party, but for Northern Ireland and for the wider island as a whole. See, that's what Colm, as a challenger, it's the onus on him to say he has these ideas and he is capable of taking it forward.
Alistair MacDonald's unlikely to go down without a fight.
No, Alistair's a political bruiser. He's a fighter all his life. He's 40 years put his life and soul into the party. He does have. And when it comes to this election, it's worth remembering this is an X factor. It isn't a public vote. It's not the young punk from Derry versus the old bruiser from Belfast. This is an internal battle. But very often, the mood of the party isn't the same as the mood of the public. People like Seamus Mallon and Mark Durkin have spoken out, which has been quite unprecedented. But Alistair will have support throughout the party, and it's worthwhile noting who actually will be voting in this election. Each of the MPs, the MLAs, the councillors, and each branch will have a vote per 10 members. So these people will be critically important in deciding the future of the party. But I think that both men now have to set out what their vision is and offer the party a clear choice. And that no matter what the result is in November, the onus will be on the other mob to row in behind whoever wins and promote a united front going into the next election.
OK, thank you very much indeed, Rory. Nice to talk.